Good morning. Today is September the 8th, 2026, Tuesday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, open with me to the Old Testament book, the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 8, would like to share two verses with you this morning, beginning in verse number 34. The word reads, "Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at my doorposts." And verse 35, "For he who finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord." May God this morning bless the reading of his word. Beloved, as we read through this text in this book of Proverbs, we understand clearly in the beginning of verse 34 that we are a blessed people under God who listens to the will, the way, and the commandments that God provides to us. He says in verse 34, "Watching daily at my gates and waiting at my doorpost." Watching and waiting for the will of God to be manifest in my life, in your life, each and every day. You know, on this Tuesday morning, the first thing that comes to my mind as I wake up is, "Lord God, today, how may I serve you? Father, lift your name in praise and glory. Father, what may I do this day to share your word with the people?" You know, many things come across my mind and my heart as I open my morning prayer and as I pray before God at an early morning hour. Father, I ask each day, help me, God, to be and to do your will in a way, God, that would always please and bless your name. You know, many days goes by, and the end of a day, I always wonder and look back and say, "Lord God, I hope in some small way, at least, I've been faithful, Father, to do your work and your will that you've called me to do." And you know, I trust, beloved, today in your life and my life as well, that we have this day asked God and sought the Lord Jesus today to help us through, so he can show us how we can be his hands, how we can be his feet, how we can be his lips through the walk and the witness that we share around other people. You know, in verse 35, the word says, "For he who finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord." He who finds me finds life, the word says, and obtains favor from the Lord. You know, if we find the word of God's word where it says in John chapter 3, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Beloved, John 3:16 speaks of an everlasting life that's only obtainable through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and his redemption through the shed blood of his precious Son on that cross on a hill called Calvary. You know, in my life every day, I thank God for the many, many blessings that God provides. My precious wife, my precious daughter, our families, our friends, all those in this ministry that pray for this ministry each and every day. But you know one thing, beloved? The most important need that I have in my life is to be near God this day and every day that I shall live until the Lord God calls me and you home. We need to be faithful. We need to be true to God's word. And just as God's word here tells us in verse 35, "For we who find him finds life and obtains the favor of the Lord." You know, my deepest desire is to be in God's perfect will, to seek the will and the wisdom that only God can provide, to stay near and stay close unto God's word, so that God's way and God's peace may be within our hearts. I would ask you this morning, if you will, to bow your heads with me. Let's go to the Lord for just a few moments of prayer. Father, today we're so thankful for the privilege and the opportunity, God, that you have blessed us with just to come together one more day. Father, today we thank you for the words that you've allowed us to share in this book of Proverbs. Father, we would ask you today to allow these two simple verses to just speak unto our hearts, God, in a profound and a pronounced way, God, that we may hold on to that through this day. Father, may you bless us, may you keep us, may you lead us, and Father, may you always guide us, Father, for your name's sake. Oh, Lord God, today we love you and we thank you for first loving us. We thank you, Father, for the promises that you give us, and that we who find you, Father, we also find life. Father, thank you today for that favor, God, that you pour out on us. May we today, God, have a heart filled to overflowing with thanksgiving, Lord God, knowing, Father, that you're there with us everywhere we step, everywhere we walk, God, you're walking right there beside us. And God, I thank you for that. I praise your holy name, Lord God, today for the people in this ministry. I praise your name, God, today for what you've done in the hearts and the lives, Father, of those in the hospital today, those that are sick and shut in, God, those that we know of through this weekend, Father, have lost loved ones, have lost husbands and wives and sons and daughters, God. May you be near and dear them, Father, and bring forth comfort and that peace, Father, your word declares, that passes all understanding. May you show us and lead us and guide us, God, so we may show that compassion upon others. Father, may you bless those that listen each day to this broadcast, to these radio networks, this ministry, God, to visit the website, each and every visitor, God, may you just anoint them, Father. May you allow them to be faithful, just as us each day, God, to pray for one another and one another's needs, God, in a profound and a mighty way. Allow us to be obedient, God, before you in everything that we say and do. Father, have your right of way, have your will, and always, Father, have your directing peace in our lives each and every day. Father, we would pray a special prayer tonight for tonight's service at the local assisted care home, God. May you bless, may you lead us and guide us through your word and through your text, God. Oh, Father, we do thank you, Lord Jesus, for the privilege that you bless us with just to share your truth with those precious people. May you just anoint, Father, ahead before we ever conduct a service. May you lead us and show us and guide us and direct us, God. Again, Father, so you may receive the glory, the praise, and the honor for it all. For today we come and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.